Well, hello everyone. Welcome to number 5 of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. This one's going to be a little bit of a short one. We're just going to talk about entering in PL tones for repeater frequencies. Now, I know some people don't necessarily like this, and it isn't exactly the best as far as blind accessibility, but it's certainly doable. And there's no reason why a blind person cannot enter PL tones with this radio. The radio will not voice PL tones. The voice readout, the VS3 voice module, just simply does not read that information for you. However, the radio will beep when you're at the lowest tone and when you're at the highest tone. And it defaults to 88.5. Now, in the manual, there is a PL chart. And it's an accurate chart. I looked at it. And it lists all 38 tones in order with their assigned numbers. For an example, a couple of them, tone 100 is number 12. 114.8 is number 16. It's a standard PL chart. And the TS-2000 does not have any extra PLs in it like the THF-6A Kenwood handheld and so on. Number 4 on that 16-digit keypad that we've been using for direct frequency entry and direct memory entry, number 4 is the button used to turn on and off your PL tone. Function 4 is what you use to set the tone. A nice thing about this is when you are trying to set a tone, let's say you've gotten the wrong one by mistake and you try the repeater, you can set the tone, you can try the repeater. You don't have to take it out of the set mode like you do some radios to try it. You can try it while it is in the set mode. That's really a nice thing. And it's quite often that I get someplace, and obviously I won't be doing this with the 2000, but I get somewhere with my handheld, and somebody will maybe tell me what the repeater frequency is, but they don't know what the tone frequency is. So I got to try them all. Well, the TS-2000, it's real easy to try them all. Works really well. Now, when you're entering in an FM frequency on 2 and 440, you want to make sure you're in the FM mode first so that the radio will select an offset. Now, on UHF, it will not always go to a positive or negative offset. You have to tell it to do that. And number 0 does your offsets. Function 0 changes the actual offset itself. Maybe from 600 cycles, like 2 meters normally is, let's say you've got an odd split of 1 megahertz or something like that. That's what function 0 does. Normally, probably won't ever have to change it. I have messed with mine just to know that it works. On 6 and 10 meters, 10 meters and 6 meters, the radio does not do automatic repeater offsets. I think I mentioned that in the last segment, that you actually have to run split VFO. You actually have to run in split operation to operate 10 and 6 meter repeaters. However, you can set PLs and that on the 10 meter and 6 meter repeaters just fine, the same way as you do everything else. I may even do a little segment on 10 and 6 meter repeaters. I can't do 6 FM here. My antenna won't handle it. But I can certainly do 10 FM and demonstrate that. But let's start with a basic 2-meter repeater. I'm going to go to the FM mode.
BFO,
oh, put the wrong
one. BFO.
Here to the FM. It sends
5,
F
0.
For FM.
Point
I'm on
one.
6 meters.
Enter. 17.105 BFO.
There
one,
we go.
47.105.
Now we
zero,
can do it. I
zero.
Forgot to hit enter after I entered in the frequency. Now I'm in set mode. When it goes to the set mode, you'll hear a high beep. When you hit the 4, I hit function. I just took it out of set mode. Now I'm going to go back into set mode. Now I'm in set mode. Now I'm going to dial this, turn this multi-channel selector, which is the second knob on the right-hand side of the radio, from the top, second one up from the bottom, so it's right in the middle, all the way down to 0. Well, all the way down to 1, actually. 1. And I'm going to count this up. 105 repeaters on tone 100. So I'm going to count up. I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And always remember that the first one, when it beeps, is 1. So when you click the knob once, it's 2. Let's do it again here, and then we'll key the repeater and demonstrate it. So I'm way at the bottom. If you continue to turn the knob, it beeps, because it can't go any further. So I'm on 1, click to the next one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Let's key it up. K0PQW. I brought up the repeater. K0PQW is demonstrating. That is how you set a PL. Now, just a little bit about PLs. Let's say you, like I say, the manual does have a chart, and a decent chart at that. That's one thing they did real well in the audio manual, is read that chart. Now let's say you've got a tone of 136.5. Well, I'm not sure what number 136.5 is. I think off the top of my head is number 21. I'm not exactly sure of that, but I believe that is right. Well, let's say I don't remember that. Well, we know it's above 100 cycles because it's 136.5. So you don't even need to try anything until you get past 100. And if it's below 100 cycles, you know that it's between 1 and 12. If it's above 100 cycles, that number 12 is a good number to remember because it's 100. Above 100 cycles, if you know, for something like 136.5 or 107.2 or 114.8, 127.3, whatever it is. And you can certainly try them all. So that's just a little bit of a segment on how to set PLs on the Kenwood TS-2000. So for now, 73, and we'll see you on the next one.